The Healthy Charleston podcast is brought to you by Made to Move Physical Therapy. Made to Move Physical Therapy specializes in helping you get out of pain and get back to doing what you love. We offer relationship-oriented, one-on-one, individualized care to all of our clients, and we believe in putting the patient's needs first. If you'd like to work with me or any of our other physical therapists at Made to Move, check out the link in the show notes and get 10% off of your first session. We have locations throughout Charleston, Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, Somerville, and Daniel Island. Don't waste another day stuck in your pain. Follow the link and schedule an appointment today. Welcome to the Healthy Charleston Podcast, where we help you take ownership of your health and fitness. My name is Hannah, and I am here to be your source of accurate health and fitness information while spreading awareness about all of the different health and fitness resources available to you in the Charleston area. Be sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Healthy Charleston Podcast. I'm Hannah. I'm a physical therapist. And as your host, it's my goal to give you accurate and realistic health information and simple tools and tips that you can start using today to improve your health. Today's episode is such a great reminder that health isn't the absence of disease. And just because something is common doesn't make it normal. So you'll hear those themes a lot throughout today's episode. So I got to talk with Jen Fabrizi, board certified physician assistant at Essential Health Mount Pleasant. And this was an awesome conversation about functional medicine, healthcare versus sick care, optimizing your health, and what it means to truly heal. So Jen shares her story with us of her personal health and her family's health and how that led her to discover personalized medicine. And she walks us through the process of working with her, why people start working with her, and what that looks like starting from the initial consult with lab work and panels and all the things, all the way to optimization and helping people really be healthy. Really love this episode. I know you will too. So now, Jen. What's up, Jen?
Not much. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
Good so far. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Super excited. Yes.
I know we meant to record last week, but the storm or whatever, the wind and the rain.
The crazy weather.
Yeah. Yes. How was it for you?
Not bad. Thank God it was more, or it was less than what they thought it was going to be.
It's always less, and then one time,
yep,
it'll
yep.
be way more.
Or they don't expect it, and then we get hit. So
yeah,
thank goodness it was good.
I was like sitting in my house, and I was on a call, and all of a sudden I started hearing all this stuff, and like the trash cans are going, there's limbs falling, the lights outside fell down. I was like, what is happening?
Yes, yes. Thank goodness we're past that. Nothing terrible from it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, can you start by telling us who you are and what you do here in Charleston?
Absolutely. I'm Jennifer Fabrizi. I'm a board certified physician assistant. I've been one for, wow, it sounds old now, but 25 years this year.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yes. And I am partner and the provider at Essential Health Mount Pleasant.
So can you tell me a little bit more, what is Essential Health Mount Pleasant?
So we are a functional medicine practice. I always say functional medicine because, you know, the good news is people are starting to become more aware of what functional medicine is. So we do functional medicine. We also do, I really do more personalized medicine, really trying to figure out what's going on with somebody and really getting to know them as a person. So while also, you know, testing and looking at labs and stuff like that. But we focus on a lot of different areas. Hormones being a big area that we look at, whether it's thyroid issues, gut issues, you know, or if it's, you know, hey, I'm not bad, but I want to be better. So I love to do human optimization and really focus on making people better. And we also do aesthetics because I worked in a dermatology and aesthetic practice for 13 years. So we still do aesthetics because I love them. And we're branching into some regenerative aesthetics as well.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, harnessing your body's ability to heal itself.
Yeah.
So whether that's exosomes or microneedling or PRP, a lot of fun stuff come in there too.
Yeah. A nice unique blend. Mm-hmm. I like what you said about personalized medicine. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, one of my shower thoughts this morning, thinking about like how people get so confused with health these days and the trends and what social media and mm-hmm. like part of it is definitely the things that people are preaching aren't always the big important things or they're just fads. But then also because health is so specific to the person that like everyone tries to do what their favorite influencer does or what their favorite doctor does, but it's all dependent on what they need. And I'm sure you see that all the time.
Right. It is very much. And it's, you know, everybody starts from a different place and everybody's biology is different and how everybody will respond to different things is different. So I think it's, you know, that's where it's like, I need to know, you know, the basics. How are you eating? How are you sleeping? Are you moving your body? Are you exercising? What is your stress? You know, how are things at home? How's your life? You know, if there's a...
How's your life? Like, yeah, what a question. Like,
seriously.
I need to know about your life, not just your symptoms.
Yes. And that's, you know, I say, I joke that, you know, several years ago, I left, quote, healthcare. It wasn't healthcare. Mainstream medicine was sick care. And now I actually do healthcare. I get people healthier. You know, I try to bring them back. Or, you know, maybe even sometimes I, you know, reverse medicate them where I start to get them off of medications and they feel better.
It's interesting to think about. You have symptoms, so you go to the doctor, you normally get a medication or a treatment. But no one ever talks about let's solve the symptoms or let's get off the medication because that means that we've solved the symptom. It's like, oh, well, you're already sick. Let's just prevent you from getting sicker. But no one ever talks about, oh, you're headed to being sick. Let's reverse that. We need to get you in the health direction.
Right. Root cause medicine, right? I mean, if somebody comes in and says, oh my God, I have these horrible headaches, for example, sure, I'm not going to, you know, the kind, you know, thing to do is to treat them so they're, you know, not suffering. But my question is, well, why are you getting the headaches? What's going on? You know, so that we can actually figure that out. And then going forward, hopefully we can get you to get rid of them. You know what I mean? And, you know, when I was in my dermatology practice, you know, my frustration is I would see a lot of, you know, younger women, 20s and up, with a condition where you get horrible cysts, like in your groin, under your arms, under your breasts. And I started testing all of them. I would check, you know, to see if they were maybe insulin resistant or pre-diabetic. And so I would do the test and every single one of them came back abnormal. So then I would send them to their primary and their primary would say to them, oh, you're not fully diabetic yet.
Oh,
so come back when you are and I'll give you meds. And
I was like, can't treat you yet.
Yes. Like, and I was like, no, you can turn that around. Now's your, this is the golden opportunity. And so that was, the more time went by, the more, and not to mention, you know, in mainstream, I mean, the time constraints, you know, the beauty of what I do now is, you know, I have a new, if I have a wellness consult, I get 90 minutes with that patient. I used to get 6 minutes.
Oh my
gosh. And I'm like, you know, how am I going to help heal you? I just, it's not possible. And it really is set up to just give you a prescription and see you back when you need more.
You always wonder, like, how did we get here?
I know.
How did it turn into this?
Yeah. I don't know. I think some of it is over business, you know, focus in medicine.
Yeah.
I think we've forgotten that people are human beings with, you know, lives and they're somebody's sister or aunt or mom. Just a different, you know, I just kind of, and that's why I actually came to a point in my career where I said to my husband, I said, I can't do this anymore. I said, either I'm going to practice medicine on my terms or I'm out. I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's amazing. He was just like, you know, gave me the space and, you know, in the ear to bend. And he knew that I would figure it out because I've always loved medicine. I've always loved the human body and how resilient it is and how amazing it is. So there was no leaving medicine for me. It was just, I guess I just knew I had to shift my focus.
Yeah.
But it's scary.
Oh my gosh. It's terrifying. Because it's terrifying because it's almost like creating a new model, like a new mold versus like, you're not just thinking about, oh, well, let me get a job. You're like, well, let me create a job.
Right. Which is, you know, and I've always had that entrepreneurial kind of drive. And it's just something where, you know, I need to figure it out. You know, I'll often say to people, listen, we're going to try a couple of things. We'll see what works. And, you know, I'm always going to figure it out because I'm not going to stop until I do. And I think that has served me well personally, professionally, you know, but, you know, people deserve that. They deserve that person who's going to be like, let's really dig. Let's keep digging and let's figure this out.
Yeah. Heck yeah. You mentioned like, you've always loved medicine. Where did that love start? Like, let's take it all back.
interestingly, I had a nephew who was born very, very premature. So I started, you know, when I was in high school, I was helping. I was, you know, had to help take care of him, learn how to do oxygen and stuff like that with him. And I would go to his physical therapy classes all the time. And then I thought I wanted to do physical therapy.
There you go.
So then really, you know, deep dove down that. Interestingly, I was at a college fair and I ended up talking to the one gentleman from a school, ironically, that I went to. And I said to him, I'm like, oh, you don't have PT. And he's like, no, but I have PA. And I'm like, what's that? And this is 25 years ago. People, for the first probably 10 years of my career, they were like, because I started in the ER, they were like, I don't get it. You're too young to be a doctor, but you're not a nurse. What are you? My family was like, what do you do? So that's the beauty of, you know, my profession. It's come a long ways. But anyway, so, you know, he intrigued me. And ironically, I ended up going, you know, to that mm-hmm. college and going for PA because I wanted more hands-on. I really mm-hmm. wanted more deep diving, more, you know, not that, I mean, physical therapy I thought was phenomenal, but I just wanted a different angle.
Yeah.
You know, wanted to be able, I think, to do, you know, procedures and mm-hmm. labs and all that stuff.
Yeah. More like primary care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah.
So you're in PA school.
Yep.
How did that turn into what you do now?
So the interesting thing is I always kind of, I guess, always go against the grain. You know, I remembered my one elective was cardiothoracic surgery and everybody's like, oh my God, why would you pick that on purpose? And I said, cause it scares me and I don't want anything to scare me. I want to push past. And then I think I was the only PA in my program that graduated and went into ER. And the reason I went into ER is because I wanted to see everything and learn a lot about everything. And the beauty of that was, you know, you do see the whole spectrum. And you also know when somebody is really sick and when somebody is not sick. So that served me well. And then, you know, ER is tough. The hours, the stress, you know, and then, you know, starting a family and all that kind of stuff. So worked in urgent care then after that. And then always, even when I was in the ER, I would research how to do Botox, which is kind of funny. So I was always like, I'm going to do this someday. And then ended up getting an amazing opportunity to work at a private dermatology and aesthetic practice. And then just kind of went from there. You know, they were amazing docs and they were kind of like, hey, let's learn whatever you want to learn. You can do whatever you want to do, whatever procedures. Because in the ER, you do a lot of procedures, you know, so some people are drawn to that, some are not. Dermatology is the same way. So while in dermatology, you know, had my second son and I was completely wrecked. I was exhausted. I would literally sleep like 12 hours, wake up and you know, be like, okay, can I get 12 more? Mm. And my husband was even like, you know, this is not you. What's going on? You know, I did some researching and stuff. And at the time, everybody just said to me, you know, you have two kids under two. And you work full time. You work in, you know, you have a lot of stress. And I was like, no, I have never experienced anything like this. So long story short, did a bunch of research and, you know, had some labs done and found out I had thyroid issue. So luckily, I had a phenomenal OB. And she knew me, very well. And she was like, what's going on? You're not yourself. I showed her the labs and she was like, at that time, it was subclinical hypothyroid. She's like, starts asking me all the symptoms and she's like, you 100% are thyroid. So she put me on meds. First, I felt better and then I started to crash and burn again. Mm. And again, that really started my journey because majority of people, it's like, oh, go on the meds and you'll get better. Seems like my body does the opposite. It's like, nope, that wasn't enough. You got to figure out another way. So that really started my personal journey to figure out, how do I get back to where I was, you know, and, you know, really deep dive into all those things. Fast forward a few years, then I also, my one son, so I have four kids, but my second son, never a dull moment at my house.
Yeah.
But anyway, so my second son just started to have some issues. I was, you know, noticing just he wasn't himself. His personality was off. My husband
was
noticing
it. How old
was
he at this time?
He was five. Mm-hmm. So he was in kindergarten. And we had the same teacher for him that we had for my older son. So we knew her well. And anyway, long story short, I'm home on maternity leave with my fourth. And she calls and was like, hey, we need to talk. And I was like, okay. So we had a program there. There was kindergarten and early kindergarten. She had said to me, I think he needs to go to early kindergarten. He's not developmentally like interacting with other kids the way he should. He's always by my side.
Aww.
He's home with me one day. I'm behind him talking to him and he doesn't respond. And I walked around in front of him and I said something. And he's like, oh, okay, mommy. And I was like, huh. Oh my God, he didn't hear me. So I look in his ears and they're a mess. And I was like, so I start trying all these different things, you know, like allergies and all that. Anyway, fast forward, he ends up getting ear tubes. And literally they're taking him out of the OR. And he's like, hey, mommy and daddy. Aww. And we're like, oh my God, he's back. He's back. He couldn't hear us. So fast forward, then we end up finding down the road through an allergist that he had a pretty severe dairy allergy. And I was like, wow, that's all he eats all day. So how do I tell a five-year-old he can't eat what he wants to eat all day? So
was this the kid that you, after having him, you were really sick?
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and you know, the blessing of all of that was I ended up finding a nurse practitioner who worked at a pediatrics office, but she had done integrative medicine training through the Dr. Weil program. So I got him in to see her, and it was mind-blowing. First time we see her, we had seen the same pediatrician since the day he was born. She looks at him and she's like, do you think he's anemic? He looks really pale, pulls his, you know, lower eyelids down and is like, he's got to be deficient, like iron deficiency something. And then, you know, from there it was the dairy thing. And then it was like, well, we need to heal his gut. Mm. And just working with her through that process, I was like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, parallel, I started seeing a PA who did integrative medicine who, you know, really started to help me. She's like, well, it's not just a thyroid med. We have to look at a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And so as we're kind of going on this path, I was sold. I was like, there's so much more out there. And again, if you're not taught it in school, right? In school, you're like, here's the symptoms that gets this medication. Mm-hmm. So that really, between the two of us, it really pushed the trajectory. My fourth son, again, just started to put pieces together, would always like play with his belly button to the point that like he was always itching the skin. Hmm. He had like a white patch, a hypopigmented patch on his belly button, and he kept getting swimmer's ear. And at that time, you know, where we were living, it was winter. We weren't swimming.
We're not
in water. We're not, you know, heads under the water in the tub, nothing. Yeah. So for some reason, I just stopped the dairy and he's never had an issue since. It's mind-blowing. But had I not gone through it with his older brother, but again, starting to realize like, wow, and then doing some gut stuff on him and really just seeing how you know, a child is phenomenal, how they will heal. And,
very resilient.
Yes, it's amazing.
I feel like it's always, you have to have a personal experience with it. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like you had never just like seen that side of healthcare mm-hmm. until a couple of different providers opened your eyes to this more holistic approach.
Yes, absolutely. And showed me, you know, I guess it's like when you know better, you do better. So if you don't know, you don't know. But then once you do know, I feel like, you know, you've kind of been given a torch and you have to, you know, you have to take it and run. Yes, exactly. And keep it going forward. So
what were some of the things that you remember really helping you that you had to either like do or change?
Big thing for me was the stress component, you know, and I remember in my derm practice, you know, my patients, especially the ones with psoriasis, all day long would be like, you know, does stress affect it? I'm like, well, technically, I'm told no. Do I think personally? Yes. You know, and it got to the point where my psoriasis patients would come in and they'd be flaring and I'd say, what's going on? Like, oh, I'm flaring. I'm like, no, what's actually going on? You know, what's going on? Stress. And they're like, oh God, there's a ton. And I'm like, well, that's why you're flared. So I learned myself that the stress component, you know, because I think you get in this mindset of like, okay, I can be everything. I can, you know, be the best mom. I can be the best provider. I can do best wife, everything. And didn't realize my stress bucket was so mega overloaded. And it's, you know, to this day, you're still learning self-care, you know, taking a minute to unplug or take the 5 minutes away from your children to go do that Epsom salt bath. Because when you come back, you're going to be better. You just kind of, you know, de-stressed, you relaxed, and you come back a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, everything.
And your body's not in fight or flight all the time.
Yes, and like, that's huge.
Constantly, I remember I had this conversation with one of my clients a couple years ago, and it kind of both hit us. Because we're talking about pain, and we're talking about stress, and we're talking about, oh, you know, pain is a signal of a potential threat. And she was like, I think I'm the threat to my body.
Yes.
And I think people don't realize like the stress that we place on ourselves. And we talked about this before, like it's about the right amount of discomfort, mm-hmm. but like that constant stress, whether that's like physical, whether that's mental, whether that's emotional, like just all of the buildup, like eventually, if your body can't handle it, if it can't adapt, it can't process it, mm-hmm. and your stress bucket is constantly overflowing, that shows up.
It does.
And like for a lot of people, it shows up like burnout. A lot of people, it shows up like sickness mm-hmm. or weight gain or just like feeling like crap all the time. Like for me, I always know I'm like, I'm feeling good. And I push myself and I'm like, in a few weeks, I'm going to get sick mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because I'm not doing the things I need to do now to slow down and to take care of myself.
Well, and I think we're in a society that just go, push, more. But there also needs to be a message of when you're feeling that or when you're kind of at that like, oh, I'm making myself do this. You need to pause. You need to kind of just take a step back and focus on, you know, we need to look more at ourselves and be more intuitive to what's going on with ourselves. Because our body gives us messages. You know, it'll be a whisper at first and then eventually it's going to scream at you. So, you know, years and years of stress and poor eating and not sleeping and, you know, poor diet and
barely
everything.
Moving.
Yeah. Too much sugar. And then boom, all of a sudden you're having a heart attack. Yeah. That didn't just happen that day. That's been a buildup for years. And I think the self-care thing is so underestimated. And inevitably, if you do some self-care, you will handle your stress to an extent, you know, everybody's different on, you know, how they handle that. But I also think mindset is so huge. You know, if you are of the mindset that everything's crazy and everybody's out, you know, versus, all right, this is something I can grow and learn from. Let's take it in stride and let's get the beauty of the lesson here. I think that's...
Oh my God, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Because your body's going to listen to what you tell it to.
Right.
So like you believing that everything, you know, maybe everything is crazy. You're constantly overwhelmed. All these things are going on. Are you telling yourself that like that's defeating you, or are you like, I know that from this discomfort, I'm going to grow and it's going to be hard, but I'm going to grow.
Yes.
And that, where do you get that? Mm-hmm. Because you mentioned and like throughout your story, you kind of hear these, you were almost like looking for that discomfort. Like I want to be in the ER mm-hmm. and I want cardiothoracic. And like you had to have gotten that growing up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of just like this mindset of like, I'm going to do this thing that's uncomfortable because I know I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to be better for it. And even if I fail or I mess up, you know, thinking about school, there's a lot of kids that you do the thing that you're good at mm-hmm, and you get really nervous for rotations or when people call on you in class because you're nervous that you're going to fail.
Right.
You were almost like chasing it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just tend to be a very driven but stubborn person, which can be good and bad. And I just think, you know, I think challenges are put in front of you for you to grow and learn from. And I think that you could always be better. Right. I mean, it's, you know, it's always about up leveling. You know, I always say level up, like let's level up.
Oh my God,
you know?
We've been saying that so much recently.
Oh my God, like my nurse is like, she's like, you say that all day. You're like, let's level up. What's next level? Next level, you know? And I think we all have that capacity, you know? And I think that everybody's on a different, you know, field of where they're at on that point. But that's what really pushed me more towards doing this medical practice, because it's really, okay, either we're not feeling good, so let's figure those things out. Or I have the patient that comes in and is like, yeah, no, I'm pretty good. You know, one in particular I'm thinking of, and he came back in a few weeks later and he's like, what did you do to me? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I didn't know I felt bad and I feel phenomenal in a few weeks. Is that possible? I'm like, yeah, it is. It is if I actually do full testing on you and we do a full intake and I really get to know you and what you need, it is possible to get you better, you know? And that's exciting to me because then now that person comes back and they're like, all right, well, I'm feeling really good. What else can you do?
I want more.
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, okay, great. Let's do some peptides. Let's, you know, let's look at a lot of other things that we can do, you know, and maybe it's infrared sauna, maybe it's cold plunging, maybe it's, you know, let's change up your workouts and stuff. But how do you age well, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to live to 100 if the last 20 years are in the nursing home.
I can't stand up from the toilet by myself.
Exactly, exactly. So it's really about, okay, well, where am I at and how do I get better? And I find, and I, you know, you and I talked about this before, a lot of people are just like, well, I'm at this age. This is what comes with this age.
This is it for me.
Yeah, all my friends have it. And I always say, well, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. So you're in your 40s, you're waking up in the middle of the night, you're hot, you're not sleeping, you know, you're moody, you're irritable, all these different things, you're gaining weight. okay, just because you can talk to your friends, which is amazing support, but you don't have to suffer like that. You know, there are things you can do, which interestingly reminds me of when I was working in the ER, I was young. And after a couple of years, I started to notice very distinctly any 40 and up year old female that came into the ER, every single one of them was on an antidepressant. And I remember thinking to myself at that point, well, that's weird. So you turn 40 and you hate your life, so you need an antidepressant. And I remember at that point thinking, I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm going to figure it out. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's hormone, it's thyroid, you know, it's a lot of different things, but it's not that you're deficient in, you know, a medication. It's really, okay, we need to look at everything and bring you back to balance.
Yeah, it's like you've been told to accept less for yourself.
Yes.
And accept that you're not going to be able to do things and you're not going to feel good versus like when you just get to show someone, look, you can feel good. I feel like that opens up the door for them to be like, oh, if I'm capable of this, what else am I capable
100%.
Of? 100%. But like you kind of have to show people that light a little bit.
Yep.
Otherwise they don't believe it.
Right. Exactly. And also sometimes you don't realize it's not like, you know, illness is an overnight thing. It's not like, oh my God, I woke up with the flu and I feel terrible. Yeah. It's time and it's, you know, it's slow. And so I think people don't realize they're not feeling that great until you start to turn them around. And then they're like, oh my gosh, wait, I didn't even know. And then you get to a point where you're like, well, I never want to feel like that again. You know, like myself, I never want to feel like I did when my thyroid was, you know, I'm like, I'm never going back there, you know? So, you know, once you kind of turn that corner, you realize really the sky's the limit. And I think as we age, we can get better. You know, we can be strong. We can be fit. We can be mentally clear, right? Because it's possible. There's so much possible now that wasn't possible 20 or 30 years ago. And that's what's super exciting to me. You know, I'm always researching what's the newest, biggest thing or what's going to be coming and how can we do what we're doing better, you know? And that's what really drives me for myself personally and, you know, for my patients I'm fortunate enough to take care of.
Yeah.
You
know? It's unfortunate that we have to wait until we don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could tell people who are listening, like, don't wait until you don't feel good to take action. Mm-hmm. But like human nature is like, you're probably going to wait until something happens and you don't feel good. So use that as an opportunity.
Like, right.
Then use that for a catalyst because now you realize how good you feel when you feel good and how bad you feel when you don't.
Yep.
That like, if you're going to get treatment, if you are sick and you now are like, oh shoot, I need to improve my health, like actually improve your health.
Exactly. Exactly. And on the lines of that, the other thing I always say to people too is, you know, you are your best advocate. And if you're not getting the answers you need, then look elsewhere, keep going. You know, I mean, the idea that, you know, like you're saying, you know, okay, you pay attention to when you're not feeling good. But then the sad thing that happens is a lot of people go to their primary or a walk-in or something and they're like, oh, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. And they're like, but I don't feel fine. Like I'm not, you know, and, you know, kind of gaslighting, which makes me sad because if somebody steps out and says, hey, I'm here for help because something's off.
Yeah, that's so hard to do.
It is. And unfortunately, the way the system is set up, unfortunately, these providers don't have the time to step back and be like, okay, let's see what's going on. And that's what's the beauty of what I do is that, you know, that person comes to me and I can't tell you all day, every day, people come and they're like, wow, like I just had a new patient the other day and she's friends with my nurse. That's how she came to us. She texts her after our visit and she's like, thank you for everything today. It was life changing because she had been to multiple other people who were like, nope, nothing. You're good. You're good. Just do this. Just do that. You're stressed. And she came to me and I was like, oh no, actually look at your hormones. Look at these, you know, nutrient deficiencies and all these things add up to the bigger picture. You know, and she had kind of fallen off with exercise. And so really kind of stepping back and saying, okay, let's start with, you know, our basics, but then I can also help you on this path. So if you need a prescription for something, we can do that. That's what's exciting to me because I get so many people who come to me and they're like, oh, wow, how did you find all this? How did they not find this?
I had time.
Yes. And they never looked. Yeah. I looked, you know, I'm like, I kind of have to figure it out because it'll, you know, it'll
kinda
drive me crazy.
The detective work.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And on the flip side, I can only bring somebody as far as they want to go. Mm-hmm. And that's also part of the art of medicine is figuring out where somebody's at, but mm-hmm. also what their capacity is to get beyond that. So some people it's a little bit less, so we go slower. Other people it's, they're like, no, throw it all at me. I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go. And that's also the fun part of it too. And it's fun to see when people really, because I don't just do it. We do it together. We're a team. It's not the old school, oh, I'm the provider up here and you're down here and you just do what I say. I'll say to people, okay, here's some options. What do you want to do? What's comfortable for you? You know, even if it gets to like a medication or a supplement, you know, are you comfortable taking this versus that? And we work through it because, you know, I'm not your dictator. I'm just here to help you on your path to enjoy your life and live it to your fullest, you know?
Yeah. So back to, you were in the dermatologist's office. Mm-hmm. How did you get from that to now being at Essential Health?
So we ended up moving. I just couldn't live in the cold winter anymore. Yeah. So originally I was going to actually work for Essential Health in Cary. And then, you know, COVID hit. You know, everything was on pause there. So then we ended up, I had a dermatology offer down here in Mount Pleasant. So I took that and it just, you know, wasn't the right fit for me. And it was just that really solidified, you know, I thought maybe where I was living was why I was not thrilled with what, you know, and then it made me realize like, no, it's the way you're doing it. So I started to work for another office for a while and just kind of found my way through, kept in touch, you know, with the doctor and Cary, and, you know, he would reach out and say, okay, I have your dream job, when are you coming?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I actually
like Charleston.
Yeah, I kind of fell in love with South Carolina and I don't want to move and my kids love it and everybody's doing amazing. And so, and he was somebody who the first time I met him, I was like, you know, we talked about different stuff and I'm like, oh my God, he knows what I know. And he, you know, and he's giving me things to look into and research, which was exciting for me. Because I'm always looking to learn and grow. You know, I think if you stop that, then you're not good anymore, you know? And anyway, so long story short, he was just like, well, then let's give you your dream job where you're at. So we partnered up and created Essential Health Mount Pleasant.
That's amazing.
Yes.
What an opportunity.
Oh my gosh. So blessed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. always amazing when you find people that like not only are like-minded, but then also like are willing to go into an opportunity with you. Like mm-hmm. that's just really rare.
Yes, exactly. And that's where I just feel like I've been very blessed. And I just look at it like this was supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was really, this is where I was probably going the whole time. You know, even, you know, when I did my master's thesis, it was on the overuse of antibiotics in children for ear infections. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, my professor was like, why did you pick this topic? I'm like, because I see it all the time. And fast forward all these years and I'm like, well, that was kind of telling. It just took me a little while to get here.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I read that? Yeah. That's like super interesting.
I know, right? I'm sure I have it somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yep.
Tell me about your office manager.
Well, she's my office manager / nurse.
Yeah.
Tracy is amazing. She's the RN extraordinaire. Yeah. And she is very exciting, ready to have her second baby. Kind of thought she would never have any more. She was good. Jokingly, she blames me for getting her pregnant because I balance out her hormones and everything else. But yeah, she's amazing. Patients love her. We work together at another office. You know, she had said to me, hey, I know you're going to do your own thing. Keep me in mind. And, you know, we really do complement each other well. You know, I always joke, like if I'm there a couple days by myself working, seeing patients and she comes in, she just looks around and is like, oh, I have to fix her mess. Papers everywhere, you know, and I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Because,
you know, just not how my brain works. So.
She was someone who you kind of helped.
Yes. Yeah. So when we were working together, I said, listen, we need to do some labs. What's going on with you? And she had some, you know, like hormone stuff going on, stress stuff. So we really just, you know, talked a lot. I was like, okay, you need to start focusing on some different things. Let's, you know, give you some supplements. We ended up giving her a compounded, you know, hormone. And it was literally life-changing for her. She already had the interest because she had a very strong background in cardiology as a nurse. And so she's, you know, very smart, knows what she's doing, but she wanted to do more holistic medicine, mm-hmm. more healing, you know, and because she always saw the end stage, you know, the person who's had the open heart surgery after a life of, you know, not maybe not doing things the right way. that furthered her drive to really pursue health and wellness. And she's like me. She loves, really likes getting people healthier and optimizing.
Yeah.
And really saying, okay, you don't have to be this diagnosis. That's just what's going on with you right now. You can heal that and move on, like she did. And now she's pregnant and due March 1st.
That's so exciting.
Baby number two. And like I said, I can't take all the credit for that baby.
No,
only
helped.
Some. Only some.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What a great point. Like, you are not your diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Because it does, I think, because when I have the flu, mm-hmm. I'm not like, oh, I am the flu and I am sick. I'm just like, well, I have, you know, I'm sick, but it's temporary.
Yeah.
But when it comes up slowly and it bleeds into your life, it becomes your identity.
Yes.
And like, we see people all the time where like they've had pain for 20 years and they're like, I can't imagine my life without pain.
Yeah.
It like becomes a part of who they are.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to unravel, because you almost have to have a new outlook, a new mm-hmm. identity. It's not you. It's external. You can grow. It's almost right. like giving your patients that growth mindset.
Right. Exactly. Well, even too, if you keep saying to yourself, I am the flu, I am the flu, your body listens to what you tell it. Right?
I am anxious.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, instead of it being like, oh, I'm feeling anxious mm-hmm. versus making it part of who you are, you know? And I think often saying to people like, okay, that's where you are right now.
Yeah.
But we're going to get past that. You know what I mean? And I can definitely say, you know, my 5-year-old, when he was 5 and we're like, hey, you can't eat this anymore. He's like, okay, mommy. I mean, his drive and resiliency from that, you know, blew my mind. I almost was like, wow, it's easier to get a 5-year-old to completely overhaul what he's eating than it is a 35-year-old.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's really profound to be able to, you know, talk to somebody and say, no, this is actually possible. And, you know, I always say I love Suzanne Summers' word that she, you know, like the message that she put out, because I credit her a lot with bringing out bioidentical hormones to the forefront. But also just saying to people, you can age well and you can do all the things you are doing. Sometimes you even do them better as you get older, if you have the right tools in your toolbox and the right, you know, provider guiding you along the way. And that very much resonates with me and how I practice.
Yeah. Like what an honor it is to age. Mm-hmm. Like, let's make sure we do it well.
Yes.
And we have quality.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, well, I'm just old, so my life is going to suck.
Right. And it's a choice, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to say, okay, I'm going to seek this out. You know what I mean? And I think it's really important too for people to value health. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe it's the mindset, or maybe it's just the world we live in, the society. It's just kind of like, oh, well, it is what it is. When it's like, no, you need to embrace this, you know? And unfortunately, sometimes the care you get from your insurance and stuff like that is not optimal. Those people are trying, but they don't have the time and the energy to give you what you need. And if you really think at everything in life, what is the one thing you can't buy more of? It's not, you can't buy more time and you can't buy your health, but you can utilize your resources to get you better care and to get you on a better health continuum in the grand scheme of things.
I always say, like, health is a glass ball. Like, mm-hmm. if you drop it, it's really, really hard to put it back together.
Yes.
Like, I have a friend right now who's dealing with some health things, but she's also really, really worried about work. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, work will always be there.
It exactly.
will always be there.
100%.
If you drop your health ball,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to be so much harder than if you drop the work ball.
Yes, yes, exactly. Because that's something that you could pick up anywhere else, yeah. right? I mean, but the health part of it, taking care of yourself. And if you think about it, if you take care of yourself, you do the fundamentals, you get your sleep, you eat a good diet, you move your body, you know, you handle your stress, you have good relationships and all that and support and stuff like that, inevitably your life is going to be better and you're going to show up as your better self, you know? And who doesn't want to be their better self? You know what I mean?
You can help other people be better.
Yeah.
Because you are better.
Exactly. And that's where a lot of, you know, what I do comes more by word of mouth, because it's the people that I work with that are like, wow, what you know? And that's where I'm like, you know, that'll pay itself forward, because I really believe if you do the right thing for the right reason, mm-hmm. that it's going to work through.
Oh, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know we talked a little bit about it, but just to dive in deeper, like, what are the reasons that people usually come to see you?
Yeah.
What are the problems that they have? What are the goals that they have?
Yeah. So oftentimes people are coming in, they're fatigued, or it's, hey, I have brain fog. I can't focus. I don't know what's going on. Or my mood is all over the place. This isn't who I am. I don't feel like myself, or my stomach's a mess. You know, I'm having a lot of gut issues. I'm not sleeping. I'm just dragging, or I just don't feel good. Or they're kind of like, I really think there's something wrong with my thyroid or my hormones, but everybody I go to says, no, I'm fine. Those are usually the people that'll come. And then we're going to kind of deep dive. You know, we're going to look at a lot of different things because, you know, if certain things are low, you know, your body needs, you know, nutrients and stuff like that to function. So, you know, we're going to look at all those things. We're going to do a thorough hormone panel on you. We're going to do thorough thyroid. A lot of people don't look at all the factors of thyroid and really look at the big picture of everything and see what is out of balance that we need to work on. But we're also foundational, you know, functional medicine, diet, lifestyle, nutrition, exercise. And, you know, I find it fascinating, especially even sometimes with the mood stuff, you know, is what's the number one thing you can do to help with your mood? Exercise. It's
inevitably. Every day I prove it to myself. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to do this.
Yep.
And I do it. I'm like, I feel great.
Same.
And then the next day I'm like, I have to prove it to myself again.
Exactly. Well, it's funny. I work out at like 5:30 in the morning. Oof. And everyone's like, oh God. Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, well, for
me. The way you feel after a morning workout.
Yes. And at 5:30, nobody needs me yet, you know? So I have to kind of carve that out because if I wait till later in the day, it doesn't happen. And it's a priority for me, you know? And I just feel better and I show up better. And I feel like the people that are coming to see me as, you know, patients deserve that. You know, they deserve to get the best version of me. So I'm always going to strive to be that, you know, in what I do.
Yeah. And then can you tell me a little bit more, like someone comes to you and they're like, I feel pretty good, mm-hmm. but I just want to make sure I'm going into the direction of health and not sickness.
Sure.
What does that look like?
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, we definitely do a lot of blood work and stuff like that because, you know, I can often tell what's going on with somebody. Most of the time I know what's wrong, what's going on, but then the blood work just confirms it, you know? And mm-hmm. I was trained that you should know what's wrong with somebody based on your history and information.
Yes. Huge.
Before you ever look at the blood work. So it really is great because then I actually sit with the patient and say, oh, okay, I know why all that's going on. You see this? This is why you're mm-hmm. feeling X, Y,
and Z.
It's like
hypothesis, evidence.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's never usually just one thing. That's all. Yeah. It's like dominoes. A couple things go sideways. So I can't say, oh, this is the one thing wrong with you. It's usually multiple things. So we really deep dive into it and we're thorough, right? I mean, you need the blood work to know, even if you're treating someone's hormones, we need to recheck that to see where you're at because there's going to be tweaking. And as time goes on, we're getting older and there's other, you know, factors coming into it. So we got to kind of keep, you know, reevaluating to make sure that we're doing the best care for you. And that's how you're going to feel better the longest. You know, we also do some nutrient therapy IV. So we do nutrient IVs, you know, for our patients that, you know, not so much, I'm hungover, I need an IV. Yeah. It's much more like medically focused.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, people used to ask me because I've been doing IVs for a long time myself, why do you do that? And I just laugh. I'm like, you haven't done one before. Once you do one, you'll know. And if you get a good IV, you'll know the difference. So that. And then while I was in dermatology, people would always ask me, oh my God, your skin looks so good. What do you do? And I'm like, well, there are products that I use and I can give you those tools. But it's more than that. It's inside out beauty. It's really like, you know, what are you eating, you know, and hydration and stress and all that. But so that was always kind of my vision in dermatology was to be able to help somebody with inside out beauty. Mm-hmm. So you balance out their hormones or give them hormones that they're very deficient in. That's going to help their skin and that's going to help them show up in the world. And then sure, if you want to do some Botox or fillers or microneedling, all the other fun stuff, that's just the icing on the cake. You know what I mean? But that all allows you to show up in the world just ready to take charge and kick butt.
Yeah. I follow a couple of like funny skincare accounts and there's this girl and I don't know, she's like 30. She's clearly had a lot done. And she was like, everyone always asks me, like, what do I do? And what do I use? Botox and filler.
Well, that's it, right? And I always say to people,
because like, she looks very, very, clearly there's something.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you can tell. It's kind of like they all look the same.
Yes. Kind of, yes. And I don't like that.
Glass skin mm-hmm. and no wrinkles. And And she's pretty young. I just always think it's funny.
Yeah, I think my vision of aesthetics is always, you know, because it really is more of like an art. It's really to help to make you look your best, you know. And I would always say to people, like, if they're kind of like, oh, here's a picture, I want to look like her. I was always like, I can't help you. I need to send you to a plastic surgeon. I can't do that, you know. So I think always having a realistic expectation, but really looking at someone's own beauty and, you know, bringing that out, because we all are unique and different. We shouldn't all have the same cheeks and lips and everything
else. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's what, like, looking so many back people. At, like, I don't know who was on Disney Channel or like who was on Friends. Like, they're all, I mean, obviously Jennifer Aniston, like,
gorgeous
in their own unique way.
Yeah.
But now I feel like everyone looks the same. And we're all like, everyone wants these lips and this nose and these eyes and these. We're getting that taken out of our faces. Yeah,
which we need later in life. Yes.
Because then we're going to look sunken.
Yes.
But it's like we all now are trying to look the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And I don't understand that, because the beauty of every one of us is, you know, the little differences.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell patients, like, we are all asymmetrical. We are not cut our face in half, but we're different, you know? And my job, you know, you tell me what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then my job is to translate that into what I can do with your features to make you the best version of you. But I cannot make you look like somebody else. I mean, and it, like you said, on Instagram and stuff, there's a lot of, you're just going, wow, what is going on there?
Yeah.
You know, or every single person you look at that provider touched has the exact same lips. And I don't know. I think we're beautiful in our own way, inside and out. So I think you really harness who that person is and bring that person out is the best thing you can do for them.
Well, I think everyone looking the same way, now there's like one standard of beauty that you're like, well, unless I look that way, I'm not beautiful. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty. So I must have these perfect eyebrows and this perfect nose.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll have to go get that done.
Yeah.
And it's a scary thing.
There's got to be an end to that. You know, I mean,
you think.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of providers, and I understand owning a business, I'm a business owner, but, you know, my doing the right thing for people is, again, the be all end all at the end. So, you know, if I say to somebody like, listen, I honestly cannot give you any more lip filler because it will look weird or, it's coming from a really good place. You know what I mean? And, you know, again, I don't want that out there in the world that I made you look dysmorphic. So, I mean, that's my artwork, right? I mean, I take a lot of, you know, pride in that and have worked for a really long time to really understand the skin and how it works, you know, and it's different, you know, working in a dermatology practice, you understand skin on such a different level. That was my goal. You know, was to really, really understand skin and how it works and different skin and then be able to translate that into the aesthetic part of it.
Yeah. So what is the process like if someone's interested and they want to start working with you?
Yeah. So what they would do is they would call us or they can go online. It's essentialhealth.health is our website. Like I said, I am connected to some other
health
offices.
How did you get health is your last, like instead of .com?
Not .com. No, I don't know how we did that.
That's so cool. Is that an option?
I don't know. I'm like, it's just what our website is. Essentialhealth.health. Like, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Which is our focus, right?
Yeah.
And also it's really our focus is to do it really well. And to be the top of you know, like we're always studying, we're always researching, you know, I do a ton of courses all the time. So I'm always getting better. And that makes me better for you. But, you know, anyway, so essentialhealth.health is our website. My Mount Pleasant office, you can call us at 843-350-1794. You know, we do a free meet and greet where we can just talk on the phone. You say, hey, this is what I have going on. And I can tell you options and stuff like that. Or people can call and just set up a wellness consult, you know, and then we get the ball rolling from there and we decide, you know, it's really finding out what you need and that's how I can help serve you the best.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Start with meet and greet or just come in for the consult. Everyone kind of starts with that process.
Yeah.
And then it's just really like dependent on what they need and what the journey looks like from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've seen a lot of functional medicine people who are just kind of like, okay, here's the protocol for this and here's a protocol for that. Well, what happens when you go through four or five people and the sixth person, that protocol doesn't work. So, which, you know, I tend to be that person. What works for everybody else doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
But that also, I also look at it as a blessing because it allows me to kind of find other ways to deal with stuff, you know? And for example, mold, we had a mold issue in my house last year and, you know, again, trashed me. But yeah. Now I understand it from a very different perspective. And I just looked at it like, okay, I'm supposed to be able to handle this with my patients. So mm-hmm. now I have firsthand experience of many of the things, you know, and a lot of what I do, I joke, I biohack on myself a lot, or my husband is a great guinea pig as well. He's always willing.
Oh, no.
So, but a lot of these things, I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, I know what that does. So I can experience it and then give you my experience so that you know going forward how it works out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
On that note, and you know, it's freshly 2024. Like, mm-hmm. What are you working on either like personally, professionally, like for your health this year?
So one of my big things, you know, I'm a huge believer in weight training, especially for women. I know there's there's a rhetoric out there. It's like, don't lift weights, you'll get bulky.
No, we're done.
You to lift the heaviest weights you can find and then come show me when you're bulky, because it's not going to happen.
Yes.
But so me personally, you know, I'm bumping up my leg day, right? Instead of just once a week, we got to go twice a week.
Yeah.
Because those are your biggest muscles, you know, and they really need that work. So that's one of my personal goals, is just really continuing to build muscle and really make myself stronger. And, you know, my thing is, I just want to be more resilient, you know, and in the last couple of years, all the craziness that went on, my mindset was very much like, okay, so if I get that, how do I make myself stronger and harder to kill? That's my goal.
Yes.
And that's my goal for my patients. How do we make you more resilient, more strong? So weight training is huge.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, building my practice more, you know, getting the word out that we're here, that we often can help you find the answers that you haven't gotten elsewhere. And, you know, my big thing that I always say is, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. If you don't feel good, you keep looking until you find someone who's really willing to deep dive into it and help you figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Love the weight training for sure. Stronger people are harder to kill.
Absolutely. And adding more fun stuff to the office. So as we build and grow, we will continue to add more things. You know, my goal is some hyperbaric oxygen, getting a tank, and I have a list of things I want as we grow.
Wish list.
So yes. So, yeah. So just, you know, bringing 24 in and really just showing people that, there's a better way to do this. This aging thing, it can be amazing.
Yeah. And you can get healthier, not just prevent yourself from getting sicker.
Yes. Like, you could be at a different level. And guess what? If you do get sick, okay, you'll get past it and you'll be stronger on the other side of it.
Yeah. That's also a great mindset.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who is like, maybe they've gotten the runaround from other doctors, they are just like skeptical of functional personalized medicine?
Yeah. I would say, you know, definitely there's great resources online to read about it. You know, there is a space where it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to take you off your 3 meds and put you on 15 supplements for the rest of your life, which also doesn't make sense to me. It's really about, let's support your body with what you need when you need it. So I think that if you're really feeling like something is off, come go see somebody, you know, and don't stop looking into why you don't feel well until you find somebody who helps you on your journey to find it. And I think that's possible. You know, I myself have had to fire a couple providers because I'm like, you're just not helping me. And you, if I ask you something, like, I don't know, but you're also saying, I don't know, but you're not saying I'm willing to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I need to move on, you know? And I think it's really comes down to valuing yourself, you know, because you live in your body. So who's more motivated to take the most care of yourself? You. And you just find people who help you on that journey. And that's what we love to do.
Love that. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jen. Awesome.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Healthy Charleston podcast. All the links to connect with Jen are in the show notes below. If this resonated with you, if you enjoyed it, make sure to send this to a friend or family member who also needs to hear this message, and give us a follow on Instagram @Healthy Charleston. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Have an awesome week.